disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Well, live and let die, right? Well, got the Democrats actually writing a letter to President Trump. Can you shoot Comey on the street? What's going to happen if you do that? Because this is a can of worms that was opened up by Rudy Giuliani. But it's part of a broader tactic that is just repeating on a regular basis. It's now gone beyond fake news at CNN. It's become silly and absurd on a regular basis. I mean, from trying to put Melania on a milk carton, which I've been trying to do for the last couple of weeks, and we're going to play the clips for you because they're denying that they, now that she's surfaced and everything is fine, they say, well, no, no, it was a legitimate question. We didn't really stress that, did we? Yeah, no, it became the missing airliner flight all over again. Yeah, I got to put Melania on a milk carton, and now they've got a new one. Of course, the one about shooting Comey and so forth, that's the one that's building right now. But really, the newest one is the War of 1812. The comments put out there by Jim Acosta on CNN. I'm going to cover this in the next segment. I'm just going to give you some news here at the top of the hour and kind of lay out where we're going on the program. But Jim Acosta put this out. Scoop. When Trudeau pressed President Trump on the national security issues of trade, Trump said, well, didn't you guys burn down the White House? Now, these are the people who cannot take a joke. And so we're going to go over the history of CNN being, I guess they're kind of the opposite of the Onion. You know, the Onion puts out sarcasm there. They don't get sarcasm. You know, like when President Trump said, hey, my button is bigger than yours and it works, to Kim Jong-un. Yeah, that actually did work, didn't it? But it was a joke. But you remember the reaction to that? Well, if you don't, we're going to go back and remind you of what the New York Times and CNN and George W. Bush foreign officials said at that time. Some of the news that happened yesterday, we had President Trump. You remember Kim Kardashian went to the White House. And by the way, I had that poll up. Who has more credibility? Jim Acosta, who criticized Kim Kardashian for going to the White House and asking President Trump to overturn a life sentence for a woman who was in jail for a nonviolent conviction, as well as having served a couple of decades already in prison, asked her to overturn that, talking about prison reform. I said, who has more credibility, the celebrity Kim Kardashian or the celebrity Jim Acosta, who just uses his position to complain and whine about things like, look at this, President Trump thinks the Canadians are the British. He thinks the Canadians are a national threat to us. No, a trade deficit is a national threat to us. But anyway, I put that poll out there, and I think it was something like 91% said Kim Kardashian had more credibility on the Twitter poll than Jim Acosta did. And apparently that's true, because Jim Acosta has never gotten President Trump to do anything other than make fun of him. Kim Kardashian got President Johnson to pardon Alice Johnson, currently serving a life sentence for a nonviolent drug offense. This is part of a broader effort, they say, that is particularly focused on nonviolent offenders. Let's hope that that is part of a broader effort. You know, the reason you have situations like this is because of what was done with the war on drugs with Ronald Reagan and his Attorney General Ed Meese creating mandatory minimums. So you had people who were doing nothing other than growing pot in their closet for their own use. But because of the quantity of the pot that they found in the pot plant, they measured the whole plant or whatever. Maybe they included the dirt in the pot as well. I don't know. But if it's more than a certain weight, then you go to jail for X number of years. It doesn't matter if you were dealing. It doesn't matter if you were nonviolent. It doesn't matter if you never had a conviction record for even a parking ticket. You're going to go to jail for decades. And all of you Republican taxpayers who are cheering that are going to pay the taxes for caging people for decades. So that's good. And I hope it is part of a broader effort to have real prison reform. We don't need to have more people in prison than Chinese communists do. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Music.
The Bilderberg Group consists of over 130 of the planet's most powerful people, and it will meet in Turin, Italy from June 7th through 10th for the annual gathering behind closed doors. This year's topics include populism in Europe, the inequality challenge, the future of work, artificial intelligence, the U.S. before midterms, Russia, of course, and the post-truth world. Now, this is where CNBC covers the Bilderberg Group with the headline, "The secretive Bilderberg elite are worried about the post-truth world." This is the mainstream media who once pretended that the group didn't exist. Now that they're finally reporting on Bilderberg, they're claiming the group is benevolent and cares about truth and objectivity while they meet in secret and take no minutes. But is it more likely that the group will discuss ways to use this post-truth world where feelings are more important than facts and reason to their advantage, specifically as it pertains to the U.S. before midterms? Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
You found it. It's the real news. From the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to the Thursday show, June 7th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking about CNN. We're going to be talking about the War of 1812 narrative that they got there. Melania Milk Carton narrative. We'll do that in the next segment. But, you know, we had the election on Tuesday in California. And as I said, when I was looking at the results, I said, isn't it interesting that there are only three districts that they don't have results on? And in those three districts, the Democrats are trying to, that's where they're pinning their hopes. They want to flip three seats there from the Republicans to the Democrat Party. And they're going to have to take weeks to discover what the results of those elections are. Now, if that doesn't raise a red flag to you, nothing will. And one of the other things I thought was interesting was the participation of George Soros as he funds district attorney races across the country. This is something that has been going on now for a couple of years, but it is really is accelerating. You know, back in 2016, Politico said that George Soros is trying to quietly overhaul the U.S. justice system. Yeah, he is. They try to portray it as the fact that he wants to have real prison reform and so forth. Well, that's what President Trump is going to do. Just as he pardoned Alice Johnson, who'd been in jail for decades. That was Kim Kardashian going there to the White House. And as I pointed out at the top of the hour for those listening on radio, I put up a Twitter poll asking who had more credibility. Jim Acosta, who criticized that and who asked questions of the president all the time, but never asked him about civil asset forfeiture or prison reform or the war on drugs. Any, no serious issues. No, it's always trolling him about, where's Melania? Where's Melania? And now it's like, you know, he actually said that he actually thinks that the Canadians are a threat to us because he said, didn't you guys burn down the White House? Yeah, Jim Acosta, who can't take a joke, Jim Acosta, who is a joke and will never ask any serious questions, or Kim Kardashian, kind of a joke celebrity, but nevertheless, she was able to get a pardon for this woman from President Trump, indicating that President Trump is perhaps receptive to the ideas of a broader prison reform for people who are being incarcerated, jailed at your expense for decades for nonviolent crime. And so that is the mask under which George Soros is doing this. But we understand that his real agenda is open borders. And if you have district attorneys and judges and so forth, you can create sanctuary cities. You can try to tie up the president in all kinds of ways, as we see happening in California. He has spent a lot of money on district attorney campaigns in Florida, Illinois, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, and Texas. He's got a network of state-level super PACs, and he also has a national super PAC that he interferes in elections with, this foreigner, George Soros. And he won earlier this year in March. He spent $1 million in a district attorney race here in Texas, and he was able to defeat someone who opposed sanctuary cities here in Texas, down in San Antonio. And, of course, that was in a Democrat primary. You had a Democrat who opposed sanctuary cities. George Soros supported a Democrat who endorsed sanctuary cities for the San Antonio area. And so he is a shoo-in for the general election, it appears. However, George Soros in San Diego was defeated on Tuesday. This is the good news. He backed a district attorney candidate there, and that candidate lost big time, 64 to 36%. Now, it was an incumbent, but of course these others have been incumbents as well. You know, typically an incumbent has an advantage, but George Soros has a lot of money to throw into these races. He poured $1.5 million into this California race. So back in March, he was able to throw out a district attorney that opposed sanctuary cities here in Texas by throwing in $1 million. So in California, he goes and throws in $1.5 million. Nevertheless, he failed. And he only got about a third of the votes, his candidate did, even with $1.5 million. What was done differently? And this is very important for people to understand across this country, because George Soros is interfering in elections across this country. What was different in California was that the incumbent attorney general that he was trying to throw out made Soros's involvement an issue. He said, look at this. George Soros is trying to take me out of office. Do you want him to take me out of office? Unlike past district attorney candidates, reports Free Beacon, who are on the opposite end of Soros's money, this candidate made it a central point to focus on the outside cash that was flowing in from George Soros. He even launched a website, threattosandiego.com, to draw attention to Soros's involvement. And he regularly talked about George Soros's involvement whenever he was on television interviews, either local or national. Very important to do that. And also, as we pointed out in California, we had Jerry Brown as a parting gift to Californians, giving them radical water rationing. And as I said, you've got the people who are controlling whether or not we build roads. The urban planners absolutely hate cars. They want everybody in cities. They think cities are the best thing that we have ever invented. Greatest invention of man. Well, Jefferson never thought that. Jefferson said cities are a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of man. But the urban planners, who are Marxists all, as a matter of fact, we've got an update here from Uber, but it's the Lyft CEO who, by training, was an urban planner. And he talks about how wonderful cities are and how awful cars are and how you should get rid of your car and rent every ride from him. And that's what they're going to force you to do, because they're not going to build roads. Well, they're not going to let you use water either, as we pointed out. So they have established a restriction that will take effect fully in 2022, not that far away, restricting Californians to 55 gallons of water per day. They will ratchet that down to only 50 gallons per person by 2030. Now, to give you a perspective of this, and Freethought had a couple of Freethought Project had a couple of interesting perspectives on this. Number one, they contrast this to what Nestle is doing to California's water supply. So they're getting billions of gallons of water for free, whereas private and public suppliers of water are going to be monitored, and individual houses will be monitored for their per capita use. But we're not going to talk about Nestle. But just to give you a perspective before we go beyond this, just think about how much 55 gallons of water per day is per person. For example, if you have an 8-minute shower, that's going to be 17 gallons of water. If you have a bath, that's going to be 80 to 100 gallons of water. So that means that Californians aren't going to be taking baths. Yeah, not only does this policy stink, but the people living there will as well. You might be able to take a shower, but just be careful, because that's going to be, you know, about a third of what you've got for the day. Right there, your water, about a third of the water. Now, we're not talking even about water to drink or anything. You can buy that from Nestle. That'll be okay. They'll get the water for free. And then if you need to drink water, you can buy bottled water from Nestle for more than you would probably pay for a soft drink. That's the way that typically goes. Interesting, by the way, as some people pointed out, that if you spell Evian, one of the popular brands of bottled water, backwards, it spells naive. Nevertheless, 17 gallons of water for a shower, 100 gallons of water for a bath, a load of laundry would be 40 gallons of water. That's it right there. You do your laundry, that's it. Don't flush the toilet too many times, because the toilet, even though we're supposed to have 1.6-gallon flush toilets that have been mandated, we all know that they don't really work. And often you have to flush them twice, which means that instead of a 3-gallon toilet like we used to have, you now have a 3.2 gallon flush when you use that. As one woman with a 4-year-old child said, I have to wash clothes every day. That's just not feasible. Yeah, socialism is not feasible, is it? It always results in rationing. The people who used to provide water, used to provide roads, they're now looking at how they're going to ration it. But let's take a look at what's going on with Nestle. In December, this last December, 2017, the Freethought Project reported that Nestle has been illegally extracting more than 60 million gallons of water per year from California's San Bernardino National Forest, which amounts to billions of gallons of water stolen over the last 68 years. Even though it has no legal right to take this, it has never been provided a valid basis for this. Now, the misconduct was investigated. They had the California State Water Resources Control Board. They looked at this. They said they had diversions under 11 groundwater records under the State Water Board's groundwater recordation program. From 1947 to 2015, they've been doing this at 63 million gallons per year. Nobody has been charged. Nobody has gone to jail. We'll be right back.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
Oh, I love this song. Nikki Haley's head must be spinning. It starts out with Dixie being played on a banjo. It talks about Andrew Jackson, one of those statues that Nixie. That's what we should call her. Nikki from Dixie. No, she's Nikki from India, isn't she? And she doesn't understand our history. Yeah, she started this whole purge of statues and everything. And they want to purge the statue of Andrew Jackson out of New Orleans. Even though they got Jackson Square there. Why? Because he saved New Orleans from the British. And he defeated the British there at the Battle of New Orleans. And so that's a good song. It's a good song because it comes after all of the statue destroyers, all of the culture destroyers, the people who don't understand, don't like our history, like Nikki Haley and the Antifa groups. Because understand, she is the co-conspirator with those people, quite frankly, folks. She began all this stuff there in South Carolina. But also, because 1812 is back in the news, thanks to Jim Acosta. He tweeted out a day ago, Jim Acosta, scoop, scoop. So when Trudeau, this is on June 6th, he scooped everybody in the afternoon. Scoop, when Trudeau pressed Trump on national security justification for tariffs on Canada, Trump responded, didn't you guys burn down the White House? Well, says Jim Acosta sarcastically, that was the British during the War of 1812. Yes, we know, Jim. And this is why I did the poll a couple of days ago. Most people said, do we really have to choose between Jim Acosta and Kim Kardashian? A couple of celebrities here. But you know what? Kim Kardashian actually got President Trump to pardon a woman who was a nonviolent drug offender who had been given a life sentence, her first conviction. Given a life sentence, she's already spent more than two decades in prison. Got her pardoned, and you still got Jim Acosta putting out this kind of nonsense. And let's take a look at this, because this is CNN, who has, for the last month, been trying to put Melania on a milk carton. Have you seen this woman? She's disappeared, said CNN. they had disappeared, gone MIA. Oh, maybe she was AWOL, absent without leave from CNN, because, you know, they want to have her there. They demand that she be seen every day, even though she was in the hospital for a while. And President Trump tweeted out, he said, the fake news media has been so unfair and vicious to my wife and our great First Lady Melania. During her recovery from surgery, they reported everything from near death to facelift to left the White House and me for New York or Virginia. And they also reported I abused her, but she's doing very well. And so then you have Brian Stelter coming out and defending himself and saying, I was also defending CNN. He says Trump is conflating random Twitter commenters with quote unquote the media here, a common tactic of bad faith critics, but disappointing to see POTUS do it. Well, you know, let's play video clip number two. We've got Stelter himself. The guy who is the doppelganger for George Costanza. Let's listen to Stelter himself to see what he had to say about Melania. He actually did talk about it. It wasn't just people on Twitter. Here's Stelter.
Talk about Melania Trump for a second. One thing that the president and the White House have been quite quiet about is Melania Trump and her status. We did see her tweet the other day, but the first time we've caught a glimpse of her, the last time we caught a glimpse of her was on May 10th, 24 days, more than 3 weeks.
He's got a calendar up there, question marks.
About her surgery, her time at Walter Reed, and now her invisibility. You see on Twitter, she addressed this. She kind of blamed the media a bit. She said that the media was working overtime. I'm speculating about where I am and what I'm doing. Rest assured, she said, I'm here at the White House with my family, feeling great and working hard on behalf of the American people. David, my question for you is, how long does she have to be out of sight to make this a legitimate media story? Well, are we already there yet?
No, I think because of the health concerns, it was a legitimate media story. The thing I was surprised, Brian, was to see that tone from her, the media, mainstream media working overtime. I haven't seen a lot of that with her. Mm. And in fact,
all right,
the
that's
main
all
media just went
right
crazy.
Now. And of course, Brian Stelter comes out after President Trump calls him out, says, hey, yeah, here she is. He had all this stuff saying she was near death. She had left me. I'd abused her. All this other kind of stuff. Maybe she'd have plastic surgery. It goes, and Brian Stelter comes out and says, well, you're saying that it's the media doing that. Oh, we're not doing that. I just played for you when he did that. And he even had his little calendar up there. That was his program called Reliable Sources. No sense of hypocrisy there, is it? Anyway. Have you last seen? I mean, they've basically got her on. There it is right there. Last seen. I got a picture of Melania in a calendar. It says May 10th. And then they've got all these different days there with question marks on. Where is she? Where is she? Where's Waldo? Where's Melania? Let's put her on a milk carton and see if we can find her. And it's not just him. It's also CNN's Kate Bennett. She tweeted out, I am, to my knowledge, the only reporter that is on the FLOTUS beat. Well, obviously not, because you've got Brian Stelter covering it on his Reliable Sources. And then it's not just CNN. You've got Jamel Smith of Rolling Stone. You got David Frum of The Atlantic. They suggested that Melania was being abused. I had her tied up in a dungeon, beating her, as you can see now. Jamel Smith tweeted out, I wish that I didn't suspect the prolonged, poorly explained public absence of Melania Trump could be about concealing abuse. I wish that it was a ludicrous prospect. I wish the POTUS wasn't a man with a history of abusing women. Yeah, okay. CNN only speculated, they said. We didn't really report what was going on with Melania. Nevertheless, they did report all of the conspiracy theories about Melania. And then we get to 1812. And they start lecturing President Trump on the history of 1812. CNN article, well, it's only natural that the War of 1812 should be on Trump's mind. It was during the conflict between an infant United States and a former colonial master, Great Britain, that Francis Scott Key wrote the poem that would become the national anthem. We talked about this just yesterday, too. We're talking about that history expert, Colin Kaepernick, and his the reporter, and I don't even remember her name, on CNN, who says, as Colin Kaepernick has pointed out, there are great problems with the second verse of the national anthem. Because it says that they ran out or killed the hireling and the slave who wanted to burn down our country, who wanted to destroy our country and destroy our freedom. They burned those people out. Well, who were these people? As I pointed out yesterday, the hireling and the slave referred to professional British naval soldiers and soldiers and sailors, and also the people that they would capture in press gangs. Or people who just put themselves in voluntary servitude to a king who wanted to take people's freedom and liberty and would burn down the White House. That's what Francis Scott Key was talking about. And, you know, the whole point of, after the battle, seeing the flag still flying, that all happened during the War of 1812, just like the Battle of New Orleans that we sing about. It was kind of a big deal, wasn't it, when we got invaded by the British? But anyway, as they go on to lecture President Trump on CNN, they say, well, it was British troops who burned down Washington. Canada didn't exist as an autonomous country for years. Well, you can quibble over that. You want to quibble over the minutia, then quibble over the fact that they said it didn't gain full independence until the 1900s. It's like, yeah, well, they were a commonwealth. They got dominion status in 1931. But you know what? Queen Elizabeth is still called the Canadian monarch. There's still a connection there. But it's really about the fact that they can't take a joke. And we'll talk about President Trump's previous jokes, the jokes on them. We'll be right back.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, tract and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Paldarco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I replied to Jim Acosta when he put out this thing. He said, "Scoop, I found out that President Trump thinks that we're still the British, or the Canadians, rather, burned down the White House." No, it was the British, and they did it way back in 1812. And, of course, Twitter melted down yesterday. And earlier in the day, I retweeted a response to Jim Acosta. And I said, you know, you guys at CNN and New York Times and all mainstream media, you also freaked out when Kim Jong-un said that his nuclear button was, quote, always on my desk. Remember that back in December? And then when Trump joked, my button is bigger and it works, they all freaked out. And I'm going to tell you what they had to say. Just remind you what they had to say. I said, now the Twitterverse is melting down over the War of 1812, thinking that Trump has reverted to Andrew Jackson. Or he doesn't know Canada from Great Britain. Or they didn't know that this was back in 1812. I said, NAFTA is dead, and that's good news. Now, I retweeted that and I told the guys, I said, let's print that out so we can, you know, show that to people. Just throw that up. I couldn't find it. They couldn't find it. I had to go down under tweets. It was kind of odd because I looked at this. Not a single person retweeted that. Now that's unusual. Not a single retweet because it was completely hidden. Twitter removed that from my feed because I criticized Jim Acosta. Now Jim Acosta's scoop about the fact that President Trump is crazy, deranged, ignorant, so forth and so on. That got 15,000 retweets. My reply was hidden on my feed. Isn't that interesting how they play these games with people? But we're going to expose that. And so now I've pinned that to my feed. Let's see if they hide it from people now that I've pinned it to the top from where I put it that yesterday. But it was Jim Acosta who reported this. And he said that President Trump doesn't know the difference between the British and the Canadians. He doesn't know that this is 2018 and not 1812. And this is when they were having a discussion, reportedly. This is an anonymous source telling this to Jim Acosta. Trump was saying, of course, that this is an issue of national security, something that really gets under the Canadians' skin, reportedly. No, it's not really that. It's that they like the deal that they've got. The Mexicans like the deal that they got. The deal that we gave them is not to our advantage, and that's what President Trump is doing something about. You know what? National security is about the economy. Stupid. That's what he should have said. He says, is this about national security? It's the economy, stupid. And the economy is national security. It's also elections. It's also why I think the Democrats are going to get a shellacking coming this fall. Because, you know, we look at national security. President Trump has done everything. I mean, economy. President Trump has done everything right. It's also about border security. That record is a little bit mixed. But on the economy, 100%. And so when they're having the discussion, and Trudeau says, how can this be about national security? And Trump says, didn't you guys burn down the White House? One source who was speaking to Jim Acosta said, to the degree one can ever take what is said as a joke, the impact on Canada and ultimately on workers in the U.S. won't be a laughing matter, said the source, which they always don't name. Now, this is the Trudeau. Went on NBC's Meet the Press, also still upset about this. He said, the idea that we're somehow a national security threat to the United States is quite frankly insulting and unacceptable. That was Trudeau. And then his Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, said, and I would just say to all of Canada's American friends, and there are so many, seriously, do you really believe that Canada and your NATO allies represent a national security threat to you? Well, if they make us poor, they do. Yeah, absolutely they do. You know what this is? This is a bargaining chip. And Trudeau and his Minister of Foreign Affairs are taking that bargaining chip and they're putting it on their shoulder. They got a chip on their shoulder. And they're working with people like Bob Corker, one of the friends of the crony capitalists in Washington doing this. Lawrence Kudlow introduced a little bit of sanity into this. He said this is a dispute within a family. It's a family quarrel, he said. Hill said, well, it wasn't clear whether or not Trump was joking. Yes, it was clear that he was joking. Come on. Seriously. Kudlow said that regardless of what the rest of the world might think, Trump is deadly serious about reforming a global trade system that he believes is fundamentally broken, adding that tariffs are simply one more tool in the president's toolbox when it comes to repairing this broken system. Reminder of where all this is, and the reminder that this is a joke, is to go back and look at Christmas time, New Year's Day. Actually, the U.S. president used Kim Jong-un's New Year's Day speech as a basis of a tweet. And they at the time, this is what President Trump tweeted out January the 3rd of this year. He said, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that, quote, the nuclear button is on his desk at all times, unquote. Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I, too, have a nuclear button, but it is much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works. Now, they freaked out when they saw that. That was not going to be a joke. That was not a joke. CNN and Democrat Congressman Jim Hines of Connecticut got together, and they said that Trump's tweet was Freudian. They said it was an impulse to demonstrate that his is bigger and stronger than anybody else's. No, they always mock him for his small hands or whatever. So this is a Freudian, not a Freudian slip, but a Freudian revelation of Trump's insecurity. They went on to say that this was bizarre, strange, not true, and infantile. Elliot Cohen, a former top official in the George W. Bush administration, criticized President Trump's joke about having a bigger button that works. He said, that is spoken like a petulant 10-year-old. And then he went on to say, this Bushy, went on to say, how responsible people around him or supporting him can dismiss this or laugh it off is beyond me. Well, we're all laughing at you now, because here we are 6 months later, and North Korea has dismantled their missile test site. Now, this is not the nuclear test site that essentially collapsed on them when they shot the big H-bomb off. Remember, they shot that off in September. Then they had massive collapse of the mountain, killed 200 people. Then as they were trying to dig those out, they had subsequent collapses, killed another 100 people. It continued to collapse after that. Shortly after that, Kim said, hey, let's go to the Olympic Games in South Korea. You guys want to talk? anyway, they made a show of blowing up what's left of that collapsed site. But this is different. This is the missile test site. You know, they've been shooting missiles very recklessly over Japan, out into the sea and so forth. I mean, if as bad as their missile program is, the potential for a real catastrophe and for starting a war was very real. And so in addition to the collapsed nuclear site, it appears that they're now dismantling their missile test site. This is ahead of the talks that are coming up, because President Trump does have a button on his desk. It is bigger and it works. According to a Pyongyang watchdog, the rogue nation, says NTK Network, is pulling apart its ballistic missile test sites, and another potential win for the Trump administration. Something that Elliot Cohen and the Bush administration could never manage. Isn't that interesting? Something that CNN called infantile, strange, bizarre, Freudian. A study of satellite images shows that the facility, active as recently as 2017, is no longer operational, and its launch structure has disappeared from the satellite pictures. This is a test facility to test medium and possibly long-range ballistic missiles. The stand is the only known facility used for land-based canister-launch ballistic missile ejection tests. The stand could also have been used for testing larger canister-based ballistic missiles, such as intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs, displayed during the April 2017 military parade. And so as we look at that, and then as we look at the national defense issues and the way that Jim Acosta and the Canadians are trolling President Trump, saying, oh, it was the British, it was 1812, and so forth. U.S. Steel is now restarting a second furnace in Granite City. They're going to hire 300 employees. This is in Pittsburgh area. They had shut down. They used to have 2,000 workers at this plant. Back in 2015, under Obama, employment got as low as 100. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
While the Bilderbergers secretly meet this week to discuss the future of work, McDonald's has announced it has a new way of building burgers without workers. The company announced it would replace cashiers with self-service kiosks in all its American restaurants by 2020. This is seen as a pushback move against the left's demands for $15 an hour minimum wage. CEO Steve Easterbrook said the decision is aimed at modernizing the company and adding more choice and variety to how customers order and receive their food. In reality, McDonald's decision to add kiosk and mobile services to its business model is a reaction to the free market, which has made these tech platforms more convenient for customers and cheaper for companies. Democrats and socialists like Bernie Sanders have tried to sell $15 an hour minimum wage as a solution to low wages. But as InfoWars has reported, forcing companies to hike wages by government decree would only wipe out entry-level jobs, not produce more. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate Magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Look at these embassy sonic attacks in this segment. Before we do, real quickly, I'll tell you about the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. We have our last chance summer sale. We've gotten a new shipment in of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine. Our high quality nascent iodine, we've dropped now 50% as part of the sales that are there. We still have free shipping and we have 50% off very many of our, I think it's about two dozen. Products we have there at the site. Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, all of those. 50% off plus free shipping. Also DNA Force Plus, all the Super Blue dental products, the two flavors, the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the gargle spray that have nano silver in them. That's all 50% off. Everything at the site is free shipping as well as our most popular products. Many of them 50% off as part of our last chance summer sale. Time for you to stock up to start the summer. All right, let's take a look at what's going on with the embassy sonic attacks. As the New York Times has pointed out, what we saw that was kind of unusual in Cuba, starting in 2016, but it took a while for to actually get some traction with the State Department, also a little bit longer to be reported. But that actually goes back to 2016. That has now happened again in China. same kind of situation. So it looks like maybe there's sonic attacks going on at our embassy. It also affected the Canadian embassy. Maybe it's the British. I don't know. They couldn't do that back in 1812. A crisis over mysterious ailment sickening American diplomats and their families, which began in Cuba, has now recently appeared in China at the embassy area there in Guangzhou. Interestingly enough, that's where the American embassy is in Guangzhou. It's not in Beijing, formerly called Peking. Anyway, the Americans who were evacuated worked at the American consulate. They and their colleagues and family members are being tested by State Department medical teams. It's unclear how many of them are exhibiting symptoms, but a State Department spokeswoman said Wednesday evening that a number of individuals had been sent to the United States for further testing. Now, after they had tested these people that had been suffering these symptoms in Cuba, they were able to see physical brain anomalies. This is going back to this last December. If you go back and look at the AP reports, they said the victims of these mysterious invisible attacks in Cuba, they had looked at their brains, scanned their brains. They said they have suffered hearing loss, vision loss, balance, and memory damage. And they said medical testing revealed the embassy workers developed changes to the white matter tracts that led to different parts of the brain that communicate, several U.S. officials said. They described a growing consensus held by university and government physicians researching the attacks. And so the question is, what is going on with this? This is something, folks, that has a lot of corollaries. Now, we can look at the fact that both China and Cuba are somewhat hostile to us, being communist organizations. I mean, is this some kind of a Manchurian attack? Look, we've had governments everywhere, especially our own government. As I pointed out several times last week, I talked to an MK Ultra survivor. We've had our government since the 1950s, at the very least, has been working on ways to alter people's brains, to attack people with drugs, with other chemicals, also with radiation. In the 1980s, we had Michael Aquino, the NSA. I think his rank was colonel or something, Colonel Michael Aquino. He went on Oprah Winfrey, you remember, looked kind of like Eddie Munster, but he was all dressed in black, and he had these satanic signals. He has actually a cult that worships Satan at the time when he went on with Oprah Winfrey. He was accused of pedophile child abuse. They quietly moved him to another area of the country, but he also wrote a book in the 1980s called Mind War, talking about how extremely low frequency could be used to control people's behavior, or at least to damage them, to confuse them, things like that. So this is something that our government, our DARPA system, our CIA has been working on extensively. As a matter of fact, during the Obama administration, they decided that they would allocate $3 to $4 billion at the rate of $300 to $400 million a year for the next decade to study the brain. You know, it's all just to help people for medical issues, right? It's not about trying to manipulate anybody, despite the fact that CIA has been trying everything under the earth to do that, every kind of technique that they can, whether it's LSD or anything else. But now they seem to be focusing on things that are wireless, because that is really the holy grail for these people. If they do something invasive, if they have to slip you a chemical or whatever, they can be caught doing that. They want to be able to do something that is wireless to you. And so it brings up issues. You know, we're looking at the health issues. We're looking at the sinister motivations of various governments, communist or CIA, in terms of doing mind control. And we all need to be concerned about this as we see the multiplying effects of wireless signals in our environment. That is going to really be stepped up with 5G in the cities. It's going to be very intense. And one of the things we're going to look at in terms of the causes, potential causes of this, also was exposed by some researchers who are working on cybersecurity issues. Because this also has cybersecurity issues for the Internet of Things, for self-driving cars and so forth. Let's talk a little bit about what some of these symptoms are and how this happened. Because it's not something, even though it's embassy employees, it's not limited to the embassy. This seems to be something that happened in their residences, because it also affected their spouse, their children, and so forth. So it appears that this is something that was done outside of the embassy. So they say it's not clear whether or not this was an attack, But it does seem to be directed at embassy employees. Recently, we just had out of China a couple of parents and their children evacuate after the parents exhibited neurological symptoms. The latest American employee evacuated from Guangzhou is named Mark Lindsay. Now, the injuries that he suffered, like in in Cuba, just like in China, they had sensations of sounds and vibrations. Some people describe them like noises made by cicadas or static or metal sheets that were waving. In the case of Mr. Lindsay, he said he heard marbles rolling around in a metal funnel. At first, they thought it was their neighbor doing something, and then they started having severe headaches that wouldn't go away. He reported the symptoms. He sent an email to the entire staff of the consulate. He complained that although there was an employee that was evacuated in April, nobody had been told about these health concerns until a full month later, after doctors in the United States had found evidence of brain trauma on that individual who had been evacuated. They said the initial health alert suggested that it was an isolated case. And Lindsay said the State Department knew full well that it wasn't an isolated case. Now, the consulate, which opened in 2013, is a state-of-the-art building designed to withstand electronic eavesdropping and all this other kind of stuff. But nevertheless, as we look at this, and it seems to be something that is affecting these employees and their wives, they started some scientists who work on cybersecurity, looked at some of these reports. Now, we had an AP report after the Cuban attack, and they actually played a, they actually had an audio file. And it sounded kind of like crickets. It was in a very high frequency range, most of these things. They thought ultrasonic frequencies, anywhere from 20 kilohertz up to 200 kilohertz. Now, that's above your hearing range, especially if you're an adult. You're not going to hear anything in the 20K range. You might hear that as a child, maybe even as a teenager, but by the time you're an adult, it comes down pretty low. But what they were able to hear on the AP clip was actually around the 7 kilohertz range. And so you had some of these guys who are working on cybersecurity. One of the guys doing it was Kevin Fu. This is reported by IEEE Spectrum. That's the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers. Kevin Fu and some other people, he's a researcher in, I think he's in Michigan. He was also collaborating with some people in China on some of this stuff. He said this kind of looks like some of the things that we see when we're working on cybersecurity. He said, when we're looking at security for the Internet of Things, for sensors, for pacemakers, for RFIDs, and for autonomous vehicles, a lot of times these signals can be hacked with unintentional or sometimes intentional audio signals. And he says, this kind of looks like that. So they started looking at that a little bit closer. They said they work on embedded security, including the use of ultrasound and radio waves to fool voice recognition systems in self-driving cars. Do you realize once we get on this 5G, how susceptible everything is going to be to hacking? It's not just that they're going to know everywhere that you're going so they can tax and track you. They're going to be able to do some very sinister things to people, and so will individuals, criminals, and others. To make a long story short, what they wound up doing was they found that when they would put together various signals, they would get a difference signal. And so they speculated that what might be happening here is that somebody might be using an ultrasonic jammer to try to cover up these signals, while somebody else is trying to use an ultrasonic transmitter. And the two of those might be combining to create this effect. Now, that still may not explain what's going on with their brains.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, It take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm just talking about the presumed sonic attack on the enemy. Not really sure what that is. As I pointed out, we've got some researchers looking at this. They think that it might be inadvertent. Because, you know, a lot of times people look at this stuff and they'll say, well, it's not malicious. It's just sloppy, coincidental, and so forth. But again, they heard things like marbles bouncing around, hitting the floor, rolling on an incline as a static sound. As these guys examined some audio clips that had been obtained by AP, and that's why people are saying, well, we think it's a sonic attack. And they point out, well, we don't really know that sonic attacks can damage the brain. But we do know that wireless signals, especially 5G, can damage the brain. That has been established. It increases brain cancer. It increases other maladies, especially on men. It seems to be targeted more towards men than women in the studies that have come out so far. Yet we're going to rush headlong into a 5G world because that's what the UN wants us to do. We got to have smart cities. We got to confine you to the cities. We got to limit your ability to own property, limit your ability to move. And of course, they're already working pretty hard on limiting your ability to communicate. You know, what you see, what you hear, what you say, that's already being limited by these organizations, Facebook and Google, Twitter, others. But as they put these 5G transmitters, very high frequency 5G transmitters. They've already done research showing increased health issues with 5G. And these things are going to be placed, it's got to be line of sight. So they're going to be all over the place. You're going to get a really heavy dose of this. Maybe we should stop and think about this. You think? Nevertheless, we have Trump's campaign manager, Brad Parscale, tweeted Tuesday about a single 5G network for all carriers. Yes. One 5G network to rule them all. We're going to just move ahead of this. And, of course, he talked about this. He said, time for America to have a single 5G network for all carriers. The days of dropped calls, slow speeds, and no service need to end. It's time for the U.S. to have the world's best cell phone service. And don't worry about any of the health effects. Don't worry about any of the cybersecurity effects. Don't worry about any of the sinister motivations of any governments or UN people, you know, with the signal itself or with the overall agenda. Let's just press ahead with this. Because as they're looking at this, they see it as a competition between the Chinese and the U.S. Because back in March, we had the attempted takeover of Qualcomm. That's an American company based out of San Diego, one of the world leaders in this technology. There was a hostile takeover bid from Broadcom, which is based out of Singapore. They shut that down. And so now this is seen as President Trump saying, okay, it's going to be our company, the American company, that is going to be the one to provide this. They're going to be the world leaders in this and not the Japanese technology company. Okay, that's fine. But maybe we should stop and think about what is real, what it's really doing to our health, to our brains, to our security. our individual security as we rush into this network. It's more than just doubling down and making sure that Qualcomm is going to be the global leader of the next big thing in wireless technology. Does it really matter if you have fast internet and no dropped calls? Does it really matter if they control on Facebook and Google what you're allowed to see, what you're allowed to hear? If they shut it down, what you're allowed to share with people? I just told you how Twitter hid my tweet when I responded to Jim Acosta, getting shadow banned all the time. Saw a massive change in the metrics on Real News with David Knight, our YouTube channel. All of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, about a month and a half ago, I got this message from them saying, we have manually reviewed your site and you can't make any money on this. Well, we hadn't monetized the site. And then we did it as a trial after that to see what would happen. Of course, they shut us down. But after that threatening message, we saw a drastic change in our metrics. That's what they can do.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
David Knight, let's take a look at what's going on with the Inspector General report. We have President Trump concerned, as he tweets out, concerned about the numerous delays. We've now had a leak of this. First, President Trump said on Twitter, he said, what's taking so long with the Inspector General's report on Crooked Hillary and Slippery Comey? numerous delays. Hope the report is not being changed and made weaker. There are so many horrible things to tell. The public has a right to know. We need transparency. And, of course, Judge Napolitano said, yeah, he also is very concerned that it is being watered down. Here's what Judge Napolitano had to say, video clip number four.
No, he has a legitimate gripe there, because we all expected that report to be out by now. We thought the Inspector General was going to testify about it tomorrow on Capitol Hill. If he is, it would have to come out today. Now, there are reports and there are reports, just like there are pardons and there are pardons. This particular type of report, if you're going to be quoted and if they go to you and present the quote and make sure it's what you said, that's a little time consuming. I think the president's fears that it's being watered down are legitimate fears. And if it appears to be watered down, I want to see the version before it was watered down.
Yeah. And a word is DOJ is doing it. They're the ones who are not letting it go. The DOJ that the president put together.
The people that are supposed to work for the president.
Yeah. His administration.
Yes.
All right.
Judge.
Yeah, to give you an idea of how they are slow walking this, the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, had told Congress last November. So if you're counting, that's 7 months, maybe 8 months, depending on what point of the month that he did that. Last November. They were going to have it late winter, early spring, hopefully March, April time period of 2018. Well, we've passed March and April. We are now in June, and we don't have the report yet. The Department of Justice and the FBI, says Sarah Carter, are deliberately attempting to slow roll and to redact significant portions of the DOJ Inspector General Horowitz's report. See, they're the ones who are doing this. It's a 400-page report. It was completed several weeks ago. So, yeah, when Horowitz says we're going to have it hopefully March, April, It was completed several weeks ago. But it is now being held by Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein. Their Department of Justice is holding it. They said, well, we got to review it. Also, the FBI. We got to take a look at this. I'm not really sure that we can let this go. Remember when this happened before? Deja vu all over again. That was the House Intelligence Committee and the FBI and the Department of Justice at that time were saying, you can't release that. Don't release that. Well, we already knew what was in it. They'd classified it top secret. They were holding the report. They wanted to redact the report. That's why President Trump is talking about we, the public has a right to know, he said in his tweet. Transparency. But just like the House Intelligence Committee, which was a summary of everything that we'd been able to piece together. I mean, it wasn't really any new information, was it? Nevertheless, they were going to not release it. They were going to keep it top secret. They were going to redact stuff. President Trump eventually declassified that and released it without redactions. I think that's what he's going to have to do with the Inspector General report. I don't think that the Department of Justice, the FBI, are going to let this thing go out. And if they do, I think it's going to be heavily redacted. Judge Napolitano also had something to say about Andy McCabe. You know, as soon as he started begging for immunity, it was interesting that all that stuff started coming out. There were reports, of course, that Inspector General Horowitz was looking at criminal prosecutions against McCabe. But I think when they got really worried was the day after Priestap was talking to the Senate. I think they got wind of some of the stuff that Priestap was telling people because Priestap was between McCabe and Peter Strzok. And he is a cooperating witness. And I think McCabe, and I tweeted that out on that day, I said, I think he is desperate now to get immunity because of what Priestap is doing. Not only what the Inspector General has shown there. This is what Judge Napolitano says about McCabe's immunity.
FBI management in, let's say, the tail end of the Obama years is almost like an onion, and we're peeling the onion.
Yes,
and the
we
more
are.
We peel, the more offensive it is, but the more truth
the more truth we
learn. It is very, very unusual. I have to tell you, unheard of for the number two person in the FBI saying, you want me to testify? Give me immunity. Mm. And quite frankly, this is not the way you get immunity, by writing a public letter. You quietly go to whoever in Congress wants you to testify. You negotiate with them. Here's what I have, but I'm not going to give it to you unless you give me immunity. Now, he can't testify openly and truthfully because he's under criminal investigation. So if they subpoena him, all he's going to do is take the Fifth Amendment. It's going to be a waste of everybody's time. But if they give him immunity, then he has to testify truthfully about what he knows. Giving immunity is so extreme, so unheard of, in this environment, so volatile, I can't imagine it happening.
Isn't he?
Well, we've never had the corruption of the FBI exposed so openly. Not that the FBI has never been corrupt. We go back to J. Edgar Hoover, the guy that finagled the president into creating the FBI. He was a very corrupt individual. He was blackmailing everybody in Washington. He had presidents talking about it. He had Truman talking about it. He had Nixon talking about it. You know, Truman knew that he had files on everybody. It's kind of, you look at that and it's like, so then why did Truman create the NSA with an executive order? And did you think that was going to be some kind of a leverage against Hoover and his corruption or something? I mean, it just gets worse, everything that they do. You look at this and you think, why are the Republicans and Trump allowing all this FISA nonsense to continue? Why are they reauthorizing it? Why are they loosening the restrictions? Why are they holding a lot of the reports of this abuse, as Devin Nunes did, until after they reauthorize all this stuff and then tell us about it? It's just absolutely crazy. But, of course, they believe that they're going to be able to manage this, and they want that power. That's the fatal conceit. You know, Boromir, yeah, I could do something with that ring. Give me that power. But when Judge Napolitano said, this is like an onion, and he was talking about a physical onion, all the different layers that we're pulling out of this. I look at this, and to me, it's like the satire magazine, The Onion. This is like a satire, that kind of onion. Joke satire. It's a bad joke, and it just keeps going. Just keeps going. So, yeah, now we got Andrew McCabe, who is there hoping that he's going to get some kind of a pass. But, of course, it's been a year and a half, says Congressman Ron DeSantis of Florida, Republican. He says it's been almost a year and a half, and it's time that Congress finally get this Inspector General report. But it's being slow-walked. It's being redacted. It's being covered up by Jeff Sessions' Department of Justice and Jeff Sessions' FBI. And Jeff Sessions' Rod Rosenstein. That's right. It all goes back to him. And it can all be stopped by President Trump. He can fire Sessions, or President Trump can overrule the FBI and the Department of Justice like he did with the House Intelligence Committee report, and he can release his Inspector General report. They said another congressional official who's been fighting to obtain the documents from the DOJ and the FBI said it's no surprise that they're putting pressure on Horowitz. According to the official, they continue to slow roll the documents. They fail to adhere to congressional oversight. Concern is growing that they will wait until summer and then turn the documents over as heavily redacted. And so President Trump is asking, you know, why this is taking so long, obviously. He wants to know what's taking so long. That's why he's tweeting about this. And finally, we get a leak. And here's what the leak says. Comey was a rogue FBI director. He defied authority. But exactly what does that mean in context? We don't know because we can't see the entire report. He did not do what Loretta Lynch told him to do, they said. One source told ABC News, they're the ones who got the leak, that the draft report explicitly used the word insubordinate to describe Comey's behavior. Another source agreed that the characterization, but would not confirm the use of the term insubordinate. Inspector General Horowitz also rebuked former Attorney General Loretta Lynch for meeting with Bill Clinton on the tarmac. They specifically called out Comey for ignoring objections from the Justice Department when he disclosed in a letter to Congress just days before the 2016 election. So is this a cover-up by the Department of Justice, by Horowitz, to try to help Hillary? You know, because she said, that's what cost me the election. Why were they telling him not to do this? Why don't we have the report? It's really not clear. You know, insubordinate, what was the motivation of this corrupt Department of Justice? What is the motivation of our current corrupt Department of Justice? Well, I guess we'll just have to wait. They continue to slow walk this. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Inspector General report and how it is being slow walked through. Now we have Priestap has supposedly Peter Strzok played, quote, a more central role than previously known in the Clinton and Russia probes. Things are gradually starting to come out with that. There is no collusion except between the Democrats, the CIA, and British foreign intelligence. There's no collusion that they have discovered, but they're still looking. You've now got Mueller stepping this up, demanding cell phones from everybody. Wouldn't you think that he would want to start to look at some of the things that have been uncovered about the FBI, about the CIA, about this collusion with foreigners in that regard, as I talked about before, the London-Langley axis? Wouldn't you think that if it was an honest investigation, they'd start to go that way? But of course they're not. Even though there is no Russian collusion, there is never going to be a conclusion to this investigation. It's just going to go on and on because that's the whole point. It's kind of like our never-ending foreign wars, isn't it? They've got a never-ending domestic war against President Trump. Pull up the clip that we got, video clip number 3. We got Rand Paul asking, why have we been in Afghanistan for 17 years? It's kind of a rhetorical question. I mean, we could ask the same question like I just did. Why is Mueller still investigating this? It's clear that there's been no collusion. There's no Russian manipulation of this. You want to say that, $100,000 worth of Facebook ads in an election where Hillary Clinton herself and Democrats spent over $1 billion? You want to say that $100,000 worth of some trolling ads or something that flipped the election? That's absurd. They haven't produced any evidence of anything like that. And no evidence of any collusion. Nevertheless, they will never conclude it because the whole point is the endless war. The whole point of Afghanistan is an endless war. So it is a rhetorical question, but it's good that Rand Paul is asking this because we need to start to get upset about the fact that we are in endless wars, not just in Afghanistan, in many places. Yo, mission accomplished, right, Bush? Yeah. All the people who say, oh, yeah, I'm all for that. I don't have any sympathy for terrorists who are being tortured. You know what? I don't have any sympathy either. Give them some due process, execute them. But it is not effective. You want to talk about the Iraq war, how we got there on fake reports of weapons of mass destruction. You know where that came from? Big part of that was Gina Haspel and the fake intelligence that she generated with her torture. Yeah, that's the consequences that you get with this stuff. Not just moral consequences. One day you'll answer for what you do, and we will answer as a country for what we do. But there's also consequences like the war in Iraq for the kind of stuff that Gina Haspel did. But let's listen to what Rand Paul said about our endless war in Afghanistan, because we've got a lot of different endless wars. Here's what he had to say about Afghanistan.
What did you mean as well by talking about unauthorized use of force? So that force without approval by Congress or just ongoing military actions without any checkmate?
You're talking about our hearing today?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a hearing today because we've been at war for 17 years in Afghanistan. And while I was in favor of the original authorization for force that Congress gave President Bush, I'm not in favor of an unlimited authorization to be at war forever. We're now at war against at least 8 different groups in maybe 20 different countries. We had soldiers die in Mali the other day. Many people can't find Mali on the map and have no idea why we're at war in Mali. So, yes, we should be debating, and it's Congress's role. The founding fathers were unanimous that Congress should declare war. The president shouldn't be able to make these decisions unilaterally.
So what does that mean about our future commitments? If something were to act up all of a sudden and the Syrians use chemical weapons, what would the Senator Rand Paul position and be?
The War Powers Act and people over time have come to believe, and I do believe this, that the president can repel imminent invasion. So if there is something where, you know, we believe that someone is in the process of launching a weapon against us, yes, the president can act imminently. But when we were attacked on Pearl Harbor, it took 24 hours, and the Congress came back almost unanimously for it. When we were attacked on 9/11, when President Bush came before the Congress, nearly unanimous. But if you're going to blow up chemical munitions in Syria, you have to ask for permission. That is an act of war, and he should have come to Congress. And I think you'd find that there'd be a debate about it, and we may or may not have decided that that was the best appropriate action.
Yeah, you might have to have a reason. You might have to define what winning looks like, huh? Unless you just want to stay there for decades. Several years ago, we had military generals saying, I think we're going to be there another 20 or 30 years. We're there because of the poppies. We're there for the lithium, for the car batteries. We're there for the poppies, for the heroin, for the CIA and these other programs. And we're there for the lithium, for the car batteries, and for other rare earth minerals. Let's just understand what this is about. If you don't understand what it's about, go back and read Smedley Butler. It was done in Central and South America at the time. They were going into these banana republics, and they were doing it for the fruit companies. Now we're doing it for the oil companies and for the electric battery companies. You got to have those raw materials. That's why we're there. Meanwhile, casualties are up 42% in just a month as the Afghan war rages on. In May, 1,762 people were killed, another 1,190 wounded. That's a 42% increase over the previous month. Some of this reflects the continued ratcheting up of the Taliban's spring offensive, reports antiwar.com. But the offensive was already going on for much of April. And unlike in earlier years of the never-ending war, there isn't the same winter lull that used to precede the new offenses. Pentagon brass will continue to make vague claims of progress and turning the corner. And, of course, we've just had another general come in. I think it's our 17th general that's come in. Remember the Brad Pitt, as I reported this last week, you know, we got a new guy. He's going to solve it. He knows exactly how to do this now. General number 17, the War Machine, which is based on the book by Michael Hastings about McChrystal being there. And, of course, it ends the way that it began, with a general marching in with his entourage, and he's going to solve all the problems, and we just had that happen again last week. Even the capital city of Kabul, however, is under siege, with heavy casualty attacks happening all the time. Afghan forces control less territory than ever. U.S. troop deployments are less about winning at this point than just slowing the rate of losses. But we have to maintain our presence there, absolutely have to maintain our presence. And we can't have a discussion about whether or not we should even be in Syria. There's a big back and forth as to what's happened in Raqqa. You got some organizations accusing the U.S. of war crimes. We don't even have a justification for being there. What is our purpose for being there? Why were we arming ISIS? You know, Rand Paul had hearings on the unauthorized war's effect on federal spending. He said, we need to look at the way it's bankrupting us as well. So they're going to explore the financial impact, the constitutional implications of open-ended war under the existing authorization for the use of military force, and also examine the potential ramifications if Congress adopts the revised authorization of use of military force proposed by Senators Bob Corker and Tim Kaine. Because you know what that would do? That would make it even easier for them to go forever. It's not going to restrict it. It's going to enable it, just as all of these so-called reformations of dragnet surveillance on the American public, all of these reform measures have actually made it easier for them to continue these programs. And nobody ever goes to jail for anything they ever do. Whether it's torture, unauthorized use of force, whether it's spying on the American public, nobody ever gets prosecuted. Nobody ever goes to jail. You know that, don't you, by now? Paul's lineup of witnesses actually had some people like Judge Napolitano, Jonathan Turley, many others. Maybe we should listen to them. We'll be right back.
The Senate released 500 pages of documents, including more text messages between FBI agent Peter Strzok and lawyer Lisa Page. And now there's speculation that those texts suggest the FBI may have been spying on Donald Trump's campaign earlier than thought. The previously redacted texts from December 2015 reveal the approval of Aconis Lurus, which is counterintelligence lingo for spies operating outside of the U.S. Now, PJ Media reported that Strzok was leading the Clinton investigation at the time and would go on to play a central role in the Trump-Russia probe. It's being assumed that the pair was referring to the FBI's efforts to bait and hook unsuspecting Trump campaign officials overseas. President Trump took to Twitter to bash the corrupt FBI lovers, saying Spygate is in full force. The revelations come as former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe requested immunity in exchange for testimony regarding what he knows about the Clinton and Russia collusion investigations. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm going to take some calls from the audience today. We haven't done that for a while. The number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 if you want to join the program. I've got a teacher who's coming up in the next hour. She wanted to speak anonymously. She's a teacher from Georgia. She wanted to talk about what's going on in the schools. So if you want to talk about that, if you want to talk about cultural manipulation, I've got some information here about the failure of the Star Wars sequel, the Solo movie. I guess we could say the audience strikes back against the Empire because nobody's showing up to watch this Star Wars movie. Biggest flop Star Wars has ever had. And of course, the cultural manipulation that we have coming out of Hollywood, just as we saw yesterday, the PC aspects being fed to us by the Miss America pageant with Gretchen Carlson. Again, nobody cares about it. It's totally dead. I mean, that was dead back in the 1970s. Nobody watched those pageants. It was something probably from the 50s or 60s. By the 70s, it was a joke. I knew one person in college. My wife and I had a friend, and she had participated in these things for the scholarships, but she was kind of an unusual person. Always had this phony, fake grin on everything. Now, nobody watches those. They're just too phony. They are an anachronism, like circuses. And I'm sorry to all the people who worked in circuses, but if you're going to say, we're going to have a circus, and we're going to fix Ringling, Barnum, and Bailey because we're not going to have high wire acts anymore, or we're not going to have clowns anymore, whatever, everybody would say, yeah, well, nobody's still going to go to the circus. I mean, it's just one of those things of a bygone era. And yet what it told us in the way that Gretchen Carlson came out here and said it, here's somebody who had used this for her entire political career, won the contest, then goes to Fox News and parlays that into a chance to read news off of a teleprompter. And then as she starts to age, she uses this Me Too event to, you know, get a big settlement. And now she's in charge of the Miss America pageant. And she is going to reform it in a feminist way, in a political correctness type of way. And that's exactly what is happening with Disney. When you look at all this stuff coming together, it kind of harkens back to my concerns about what's going on in the embassies in Cuba and China. Again, nobody gets brain damage from audio signals. But as I said, a lot of these signals that were being used there were ultra high frequency signals. And of course, we got frequency signals that are much, much higher than that with the 5G. And we've already had studies showing brain damage and other damage to organs, especially for men. Males seem to be much more affected by this. So there are some real health issues with this high-frequency, ultra-high-frequency spectra that we're putting out there, the way they might interfere with each other, just as we saw one of these individuals say, you know, it could be this interference with ultrasonic signals, creating some other harmonics and other things that are creating problems. But we're creating this soup of high-frequency that has health effects. We're also creating this soup of surveillance that is watching everything that we're doing. Also, this was discovered by people who were concerned about cybersecurity, the Internet of Things, and self-driving cars. That all goes back to 5G. And yet the concerns of most of the people who are in power are simply, who's going to be the company that wins the contract for 5G? That's kind of how we get into these endless wars. We're not really concerned about any kind of moral justification, any kind of national security justification for these wars. It's just about who wins the contract to sell the weapons. As they're looking at Lebanon, we have the Israeli foreign minister say, you know, Hezbollah won the elections in Lebanon. They control the government, and they control Hezbollah. Essentially, if they control the government, they control the military. Why are we still giving them a lot of equipment? Ted Cruz says, maybe we should have an audit to see what is going on with this stuff. And it's like, well, as they push back against it, Bloomberg says, this is always a win-win, because even when we sell stuff to people who are hostile to us, just like we got the contract with Egypt back in the 1970s after their peace treaty with Israel, we got a glimpse into what they were doing. They used to get all their weapons from the Soviet Union. So it's a win-win situation. No, it's a win-win situation because the military-industrial complex gets to make the money. And they sell weapons to both sides. Sell it to Egypt, they sell it to Israel. They sell the weapons to Syria. They sell to ISIS. They provide them with weapons and so forth. You know, why are we there? Why are we providing weapons to ISIS? Well, it's because the CIA wants chaos. They want regime change. They like to keep everybody constantly churning. And, of course, that's what's happening here in this country. We can see it when it happens in our country with people like George Soros or even the Russians or the Chinese as they fund and try to create division and conflict within our country. We understand what that's about. And that's exactly what the CIA gets out of this. They want to do that everywhere. And they're much better at it, quite frankly. They're much better at it than anybody else. But, of course, the military-industrial complex gets the money. That's the win-win situation. So when we get all of this stuff and we've got this 5G network, forget the health issues, forget everything else, forget all the security issues, but we're going to have really fast internet. And we don't really care what else happens, any of the other consequences. And you're going to be able to surf the internet real, real fast. Are you going to find anything you want there? We've got now Facebook, which just 2 months ago was testifying in Congress. Hey, look, we're not a publisher. You know, we don't produce the news. We just put the stuff out there. We're just an aggregator, whatever. And it's like, yeah, but you're censoring certain news. And we have a problem with that. Some people did. But they said, look, we're not a publisher. Well, now they are a publisher. Just 2 months later, they will launch a set of fully funded news shows on their program. Breitbart reports this is going to be a twice weekly show from the far left news outlet Mike and a nightly show hosted by CNN's Anderson Cooper. And they're going to do this to crack down on fake news. Listen to the people that they're going to be funding. Of course, it's going to be ABC News. It's going to be CNN, Anderson Cooper, and so forth. It's going to be Fox News. It's going to be the mic. It's going to be Univision with Jorge Ramos. Do you see a pattern developing here? These are all people that are establishment individuals. These are all people who are going to give you the globalist point of view, the open border point of view. This is what they are funding. But they say, we're creating a dedicated section within Watch, that section of Facebook called Watch. And it's going to be for news shows produced exclusively for Facebook by news publishers. See, that's been their business all along. Just like Netflix. Netflix used to just, you know, they weren't the content producer. They would just give you the content that was produced by Hollywood and so forth. But that was always their business. Facebook's business has always been news. But they didn't like it when you could see whatever you wanted to, hear whatever you wanted to, and you could share the news to your friends that you thought was interesting. That's got to stop. And then they go the next step, and they become the news producers. So they're going to have news shows produced exclusively for Facebook. With this platform, says Facebook, we are testing a destination for high quality and timely news content on the platform. The first lineup of funded shows includes news publishers from broadcast to digital narrative, blah, blah, blah. So first they were telling us, well, we're going to shut down everybody out there that we don't like, and we're going to promote the establishment media like ABC, like CNN, like Fox News, like Jorge Ramos with Univision. We're going to promote the good news sources, the real news sources. Everybody whose politics we don't agree with, we're going to call them fake news. We're going to promote that, and we're going to hide the other stuff, and we're going to limit your ability to see it and to share it. Now they're going to the next step. Now they're going to produce it exclusively for them. Yeah, that's the fake news that's coming out there. All right, let's go to one of our callers. Let's go to Joe in Toronto. Joe, go ahead. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, David. How are you?
Doing good. I went to you right as we're going to break, but go ahead, give us a topic, and we'll hold you through the break, and then we'll get right back to you. What do you want to talk about when we come back?
Yeah, okay. Your Trump train's coming north here today in Toronto. Today's voting day.
Okay, and good. So that's good. All right, so you're in Canada, you're in Toronto, and you're going to give us a call about that, and of course we're going to ask you about the War of 1812. I mean, did you guys really burn down? Now, we know this is about a trade deal, but it's also about Canada getting control of their country, and they've got elections. We'll be right back.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship, brainwash young people against InfoWars, psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to callers. If you want to join the program, the number is 888-201-2244. We're going to go right back to Joe in Toronto. He said the Trump train is coming north, so we're going to see what he means by that. But real quickly, I want to tell you about the Last Chance Summer Sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have just gotten in a new shipment of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We've dropped it 50% to help you stock up for the summer. We've also got free shipping store-wide, and many of our most popular products also 50% off. Things like Supermale Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, DNA Force Plus. That's a big dollar savings, 50% off of DNA Force Plus. Also, all these Super Blue dental products, the two flavors of toothpaste, the mouthwash, the gargle spray, all of those with Nano Silver, those are all 50% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our Last Chance Summer Sale. Many items, 50% off, and free shipping store-wide. We really do appreciate your support and need your support. All right, let's go back to Joe in Toronto. Thank you for holding, Joe.
Hi. Yeah, today's voting day in Toronto, so it looks like we're going to get a majority PC government, and it's going to be headed by a guy by the name of Doug Ford, who is the brother of Rob Ford. Do you remember Rob, the mayor
of
Toronto?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Mr. Drug user there, yeah. Yeah, he was a pretty colorful character, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, so was Doug, too. So awesome. So I just got back from voting like 10 minutes before I logged on here. And so, yeah. And one other thing, our politics up here are just as crooked as yours down there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
We don't have a trail of bodies left in their wake, right? So,
what do you make of all this... What do you make of all this little tempest in a teapot that was started by Jim Acosta, CNN, saying that President Trump said, didn't you guys burn the White House? And he says, well, that was in 1812, not in 2018. And it was the British, not the Canadians. You understand that was a joke, right?
Yeah, I understand it. No.
Yeah, they don't get it.
We hold that in high regard. In fact, that's why the White House was called the White House, is because we used to go and throw whitewash paint on the your presidential building, I guess, back then it was called, whatever you called it back then.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, the thing is that what President Trump is doing is he's not singling out Canada for punishment, as Trudeau is trying to put this out there. What he's trying to do is get rid of NAFTA. And I think that if you're a Trump supporter, you're a conservative, you understand the danger of NAFTA to Canadians as we do here in America, because whether or not Canada is ahead right now in NAFTA, or whether or not Mexico is ahead in NAFTA, the goal of this, just as we saw in Europe, is to create a political union. First, they create a free trade zone, and that becomes the basis for a political union, just as we saw in Europe. And then once they start to control the currency and so forth, they say, well, you know, that's not working out too well for us, so we got to go with a little bit more of a political union. That has always been the goal, to create a North American union. They have been clear about that. And so that's why I think people in both Canada and America can agree that regardless of what we do in with lumber or with corn or whatever we do with these bilateral trade agreements, we do not want to have a supranational organization called the North American Union, or the stepping stone to that called NAFTA. Do you agree with that, Joe?
Exactly. I think free trade should be free trade.
The goods
should travel freely around this planet, and let the free market sort the winners and the losers out, right? And if some company fails, another capitalist will come in and buy the assets 20 cents on the dollar, and maybe he'll make a go of the business. I mean, tariffs and subsidies, all they do is create things more expensive for everybody, right? So
yeah. Well, you know, the issue is that if we're going to have free trade, as Ron Paul said about NAFTA originally, he said, if you got free trade, you don't need thousands of pages to define it. Because if you got thousands of pages to define it, that means that it isn't free. And so it is being managed. The question then becomes, who is doing the managing, and to whose benefit is the managing being done? So this whole thing about free trade is a fake name. They always come up with these labels like saying that they're liberal or whatever. They're not liberal. They don't want liberty. That's what liberal used to mean. And they don't want free trade, because they want managed trade, trade that is managed to their advantage, managed to the advantage of the crony corporations. And what Trump is simply trying to do is to get rid of this supranational organization that NAFTA is building towards. I agree with you. Thanks, Joe. I want to go to Mr. Jefferson in Virginia. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dave. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, thank you for calling.
I think we have a unique opportunity to re-engineer our future here in America now that Trump is talking about bringing out suppressed technologies. There's one in particular I think that you should know about that's been suppressed for 44 years, and that is the thorium liquid fluoride reactor that was developed at Oak Ridge National Laboratories back in 1974. Mm-hmm. Right when Nixon put us on the petrodollar, he canceled that program to suppress that technology.
Oh, that would make sense, because if you're going to have a petrodollar that is based on an alliance with the Saudis, you want to keep the big oil companies in charge, right?
Exactly. And you should have Kirk Sorensen on. He's a big advocate for the lifter or molten salt reactor and all the different things that can be done with it. The nice thing about it is it can't melt down. It's very safe.
So is this some kind of a fission reactor? Is this some kind of a fusion technology? What is this? I'm not familiar with the technology.
As an engineer, you should be looking into this. This is huge. Thorium converts to essentially enriched uranium when it's placed next to enriched uranium. So the thorium starts reacting, and we have much more thorium than we do uranium. But the way it works is the reaction is self-regulating in the medium that the fluoride provides. So as it gets hotter, it expands, so the concentration of the fissile material expands. So it regulates itself. And it can't have a meltdown because if it loses regulating power, the molten salt drains away from the uranium, so the fuel separates itself. So it's a remarkable technology. The circumstantial evidence that this exists is probably the Russian unlimited range cruise missile that was announced last month.
Hmm.
That's probably powered by a thorium reactor.
Interesting. What kind of waste does it produce? Does it have something that you have to guard for millennia, like we do our current...
I think it burns up most of the radioactivity in the process. I'm not sure exactly. Kirk could tell you all about this. Sorensen has a website. I think it's called Flybe. Fluoride.
Right, we'll have to get him on. That'll be an interesting discussion to have. It's kind of interesting, you know, when they shut these technologies down, people look at this and say, well, how can they shut this down? Well, of course, they completely destroyed... everything about the large boosters that they had at NASA. They eradicated that entire program at one point in time. So our government does some very strange things. That once the government has the ability to conceal and hide from the people what it is doing, whether you're talking about wars that it creates or technology that it's working on and creating, and of course our government, as Eisenhower warned us, has now essentially taken over all research. And so they can shut down pretty much anything, and they can manipulate the research. It's not just the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about, but he also warned us about the academic and research complex. And that's one more example of it. Well, that's great. Thanks for the tip. Appreciate that, Jefferson.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you. I'll get him on. We'll talk about that. All right, let's go to Gary in Missouri. Go ahead, Gary. You want to talk about cannabis?
How you doing? This is Gary. Like you said, I'm from Missouri. I'm a truck driver. I want to talk about legalization of marijuana, how it's a good thing. A lot of people don't realize this. You know, when I was younger, I was forced onto the Ritalin. My grade point average dropped at this point. It didn't go up. It went down. You know, and this is what it's supposed to do, right? It's supposed to help me concentrate in school, supposedly, right?
Uh-huh. And what were you taking what were you taking when your grade point average went down? I'm sorry, I missed that.
It was Ritalin.
Ritalin. Okay. All right. Yeah. It didn't help you concentrate. It went down. Then did it go up when you started self-medicating?
It didn't do what it was supposed to do. It went down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody talks everything bad about marijuana, gateway drug. It's all bull crap. It's the leading medical drug out there. It could stop 90%. I'm willing to say place a bet. It would stop most of these school students. You know, they put these kids on antidepressants, the antipsychotic drugs, whatever. They're messing with their mind.
Yeah.
Me, I got made fun of in school. I got dyslexia. Oh, yeah. You best believe I got made fun of in school because I didn't read like everybody else. On top of that, my mom was broke. I grew up in the hood, so to speak. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, there is broke white people. There's broke black people, too. Just pointing that out there, Bernie Sanders, if you're listening. Grew up in the hood. We was lucky to have a can of food to eat a day. All right? That was our dinner. Don't give me that. But on a
Gary, I want you to hang on. We got to take a quick break, but I want you to hang on because I probably should have brought this up with our caller from Toronto. They had a vote, having a vote today, rather, on whether or not they're going to follow through and legalize cannabis. They already had a massive public vote. They've got to figure out how they're going to do it. They're going to have a lot lower taxes. It's going to be the first major industrialized country to do so. We'll be right back.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to callers. We just had a caller in the last segment. We still have him here. Gary in Missouri, he identified himself as a truck driver, said he was given Ritalin in high school. It's supposed to help his concentration and focus, but his grades went down. He was helped once he got off of that. Talking about cannabis and one of the strongest medical drugs that we have out there. But, of course, it is not allowed because it's not part of the big pharmaceutical profit sphere that is out there. You know, we look at the VA choice plan that President Trump talked about. Yes, I'm all for that. We're all about trying to help veterans. One of the things that we might do is allow them to have medical marijuana for PTSD. It is a very effective treatment. Instead, they get things that are very dangerous for them, things like opioids and other things like that. You don't have to get addicted to the big pharmaceutical drugs like opioids. You can use marijuana to help to treat your diseases. And we just had President Trump last week, and grateful that he would give people the right to try to participate in drug trials. Nevertheless, you still got kids and families that are being torn apart because the parents are using marijuana to treat brain seizures, epilepsy, and other issues. It's the only treatment that appears to work for many, many parents. We've been told this over and over again. It's very cheap compared to pharmaceutical drugs, except that you can go to jail. You can have your parent or your kids ripped away from the parents. That is the consequence of using it. Gary, did you want to say anything about that more?
Actually, I did. I, you know, the whole thing, though, with what I went through in school, you know, I got teased. I got made fun of, especially due to the fact I had dyslexia. A lot of people that knew that I was on Ritalin made fun of me that I was on Ritalin. That was in my freshman year of high school up to my second year in high school. I ended up going to another school. They tested. They found out I had dyslexia. City public schools never knew about it. I go to a county school, and I get transferred out there to academic school. Carpentry was the trade I took. I chose not to stick with that. Like I said, I'm a truck driver. My grades, actually, once I got away from taking Ritalin, my grades increased for some reason. A lot of people, you know, when I get older, I realize what that is. Well, yeah. My grade point average actually went up. I stopped being depressed, stopped having all these problems I was having in school from being made fun of when I started smoking pot. Plain, simple. Mm-hmm. I got teased, got made fun of. Next thing you know, I got a group of friends. The new school I ended up going to, I get a group of friends. Yeah, of course, just like any school, I got bullied when I first went to that school. Got made fun of. I go to this trade school, get a new group of friends, start smoking pot. Get this group of friends, they all smoke. Most of them smoke pot. The girls I dated, it didn't matter that I smoked pot, but you best believe if I was on some kind of antidepressant talking all kinds of crazy talk, I wouldn't have got with half the girls I dated. Trust me, they was way out of my league. I was dating girls in high school and dating girls in the college up the road, going to high school. I was fitter. My brain was smarter because I got off of Ritalin.
Yeah.
Because I started smoking pot.
Well, we see that so many times the big pharmaceutical drugs, and you can even hear it on the commercials that they put on Fox News or CNN or whatever, they start talking about what it's supposed to address, and in many cases, it exacerbates the conditions that you're taking it for. So if you're taking an SSRI because you've got depression, well, maybe it makes your depression worse. Maybe it makes you suicidal. Maybe it makes you into a suicidal mass murder or whatever. I mean, we see this happening all the time. And yet, when you look at this natural substance and we have receptors in our body for cannabidiol and other things that are part of this, is a natural product. And we're locking people up for this because it competes with the pharmaceutical products, because it competes. Look at hemp, for example, Gary. We have hemp that could be used as a substitute for cotton, and that's one of the reasons they won't let you have hemp. There's nothing psychoactive about hemp at all.
And that's exactly the problem. It's the monopoly telling us what we can and cannot do. They pay the lobbyists. The lobbyists go to the politicians. They tell them, hey, if you do this, you come over here to this golf course,
It's purely political. Absolutely. You're exactly right. All right. Stay with us when we come back. Thank you, Gary. We're going to talk to Nelson in Georgia, Josh in Oregon, Matthew in California. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The Bilderberg Group consists of over 130 of the planet's most powerful people, and it will meet in Turin, Italy from June 7th through 10th for the annual gathering behind closed doors. This year's topics include populism in Europe, the inequality challenge, the future of work, artificial intelligence, the U.S. before midterms, Russia, of course, and the post-truth world. Now, this is where CNBC covers the Bilderberg Group with the headline, "The Secretive Bilderberg Elite Are Worried About the Post-Truth World." This is the mainstream media who once pretended that the group didn't exist. Now that they're finally reporting on Bilderberg, they're claiming the group is benevolent and cares about truth and objectivity while they meet in secret and take no minutes. But is it more likely that the group will discuss ways to use this post-truth world where feelings are more important than facts and reason to their advantage, specifically as it pertains to the U.S. before midterms? Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to a Georgia teacher who wants to come on and talk about what's happening in the schools there. She will remain anonymous. In this segment, I want to go to some of our callers who have been holding on the line. Let's go to Nelson in Georgia. Thank you for calling, Nelson.
Hello, David. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for
holding. I'm a scientist, and I study all the problems that humanity faces, and we live in a matrix, my friend. They control our food, our water, our energy, our education, and it's all jokes. Free energy is out there, has always been out there. There's a doctor named Dr. John Canvius, and he pointed a microwave beam at a beaker of water and set it on fire. Right there, that solves all of our energy problems. Our education is just turning our kids into these dumbed-down individuals are fighting amongst each other. All of our food that's available in our grocery stores is poison. Our water is poison. And water is the key to everything. Everything on the planet is made of water.
I agree. You look at the way they're doing a soft kill. You look at the decrease in the number of children that are being born, right? At first they would say, well, this is a sociological thing. It's like, well, who's telling the kids that you don't want to get married? Who's telling the kids that women should hate men and so forth and so on? That you should have a career and you don't want kids because they're going to be too expensive and so forth. But it's not just the sociological stuff. As you pointed out, we can actually see a plummeting in sperm count. It's been called spermageddon. So it's actually something physiological that is being done in the food and water supply as well. So yeah, it is full spectrum when you look at these different aspects.
It absolutely is. I run the Help Make America Great Again project, and the goal of this project is to build state-of-the-art indoor farms on a mass scale to regain control of our health. All of our soils have been poisoned by the pesticides that have been sprayed on them for 50 years. the heavy metal.
So you're doing like hydroponics and aquaponics and things like that?
Exactly right. And we're going to control the whole environment inside, the O2, the CO2, the frequency. You know, Nikola Tesla said the key to the universe is frequency, vibration, and energy. Dr. Clark back in the 40s cured all cancer patients with frequency because everything operates on a frequency. Every cell has a different frequency. It's just amazing that this stuff, I live in this world. It's totally scary to me because everyone's caught up in the TV and the food. They have no problem going to these stores and buying this.
It's going to get a lot worse once they start putting 5G antennas everywhere, all over the place. You know, you look at the story that I had about the embassies in China and Cuba, and you got these researchers saying, well, maybe it is kind of a heterodyne situation that's happening here. We're getting a different signal that's manipulating people. But we look at this, and whether this is something that is being deliberately done or whether it is the unintended consequences of this soup of frequencies that these people are suffering from, I find it to be very alarming, whether it is malicious or just plain ignorance as to the effects of these things. And that's what you're looking at when you're going. What is the name of your organization again?
The Help Make America Great Again Project. I'm on Facebook. I've talked to Owen and Rob Dew a bunch of times, and I am the singing scientist, and I want to work for you guys. We need to go up against the late night talk shows with the truth. You know, we're winning in the truth war, and we just got to get control of Google and Facebook. And I hope Mr. Trump will go after these people because it's really destroying our society. You know,
I'm kind of surprised that his campaign manager, who really, you know, that he's picked for the reelection campaign, he was the guy who was running his social media. It's like, why don't they see how important it is that Facebook and Google and Twitter are censoring and shadow banning people? Why aren't they concerned about the fact that now Facebook is going to become a producer, and of course they're going to be funding CNN and Fox News and Jorge Ramos and all these different sources of mainstream globalist news? Why aren't they concerned about that?
It's very sad. I get censored all the time. I've been censored for 5 years, and I started the Facebook censorship class action lawsuit pig, and I've got like 1,100 members in a month and a half, and they're censoring me constantly. It's funny how Facebook keeps changing their thing. It's crazy. It's just...
It's full spectrum, and we know where that's coming from. They established these, they helped to establish these organizations, and they are the oligarchs that they are now going to have become the two or three different groups that are going to control our speech, just like we had three networks that controlled all the news media when I was growing up. Thank you, Nelson. I want to get to a couple of these other callers who are on hold before we go to our guest coming up in the next segment. Let's go to Josh in Oregon. Thanks for holding, Josh.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, David. So first I want to say real quick that apparently Trey Gowdy didn't even show up to the hearing with Bill Priestap. I find that pretty interesting things as he...
Did you hear what I said about Trey Gowdy last week? I said I had suspected that this guy was a shill, that he was controlled opposition because of the way that he ran the Benghazi hearings. I never said that publicly before because I always thought, well, you know, there's a lot of ways that people can be blocked. Maybe he had good intentions, but it certainly seemed like he could have done more. He could have pulled the trigger. He used that to make himself a media star. And as early as January this year, he was essentially on our side in terms of looking at this collusion between the FBI, the CIA, foreign intelligence services to oppose President Trump. And as I pointed out, the London Langley axis is really what we should be concerned about. But all of a sudden, he's done a about face. And this all happened as soon as he announced his retirement and said, you know, I would kind of like to go back in the legal profession, maybe a judgeship or something like that. Or, you know, maybe he's thinking he can get a talking gig on CNN or whatever. But Trey Gowdy has revealed who he has always been, I believe. And if we look at what he is doing and saying right now, and we go back and we look at Benghazi, you can see why nothing ever happened with Benghazi. But go ahead, your take on Trey Gowdy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it seems more and more, unfortunately, that he's playing the role of, you know, controlled opposition, trying to curry favor for the deep state. It's truly sickening, really. But I want to talk about Joseph Misfood, who is this mysterious figure who really kind of started, in a lot of ways, the Russian inquiry. I mean, we're supposed to be led to believe this anyways. This is supposedly the guy who met with George Papadopoulos and gave him information about Hillary Clinton, And Papadopoulos then supposedly, went and met in a London bar. Interesting that it's in London, with a Australian diplomat who's, of course, got connections to Hillary Clinton and supposedly was talking about these emails, even though it's now apparently they weren't even talking about emails. It was just information, whatever the heck that means.
But yeah, and now we get the text that came out today saying, Peter Strzok and everything. We've got the lures for outside the continental United States in place. The Okonis lures are in place. We know that this is parallel construction. Right, this is exactly what they've done. They got Stefan Halper, they got the Australian, they got MyFood. They got all these guys out there. It's like, oh, you know what? We suspect so. Yeah, we did too. So let's get a FISA warrant.
Oh, it's absurd. Yeah, and now we're finding out that MyFood himself has some pretty shady ties to none other than George Soros. I mean, this guy is like the whack-a-mole of evil. He just pops up everywhere. The UK political analyst Chris Blackburn revealed that MyFood has a relationship with the Italian senator Gianni Pittella, if I'm saying that right. Gianni Pittella actually endorsed Hillary Clinton in a Time interview, and this is a guy who was one of six members on the EU Conference of Presidents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look at all these people that they use, and then you look at who they focus on, this guy, George Papadopoulos, who was an intern at an organization before he volunteered for the Trump campaign. When his name surfaced, everybody's going, who? Who? Nobody knew who this guy was. This is the guy who had inflated his resume, and he was meeting this supposed Russian that he was talking to in London. Was another guy who was inflating his resume. So these are two BSers. And they're used for parallel construction to get all of this FISA warrant and so forth. It actually would be funny if it didn't continue to go on for so long. I mean, we know that there is no collusion, but there will never be any conclusion to the investigation, because the investigation is the way that they hamper the Trump administration, trying to tie them down, keep them busy, keep them from accomplishing things if they can't actually get them out of office. I don't think that's going to happen now. Certainly they're going to continue to try. If they can find anything, and if they get enough Democrats, they will go that way. But it has become pretty apparent as to the direction they're going. All right, sorry to our other callers that we weren't able to get to you. When we come back, we're going to be talking to a teacher from Georgia about the educational system there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the...
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We had a teacher in Georgia contact us and said, I've been teaching for a while, and I just want to come on and talk about what I've seen, kind of as a whistleblower. But what she has seen here, there are so many things that are wrong with our schools. You know, it makes the news, and we're going to talk about school safety, what it looks like in the schools that she's taught. But there's so many different aspects of school, the entire system, that are just wrong, things that have changed in a short period of time. So we wanted to get her take on it as somebody who has been there and is currently a teacher. They just finished their school year. At the beginning of June, I believe. So let's go to our anonymous teacher in Georgia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start first of all, why did you go into teaching? How did you get into it? How long you been doing it? That type of thing.
Yeah. I started teaching, because I really enjoy, education. I enjoy the process of sharing my knowledge with the next generation, which is not always what happens in the classroom today. I've been teaching in public school systems for 3 years. And when I started, I was very much a cultural liberal. You know, the tattoos, the, you know, funny colored hair. I was pretty passive on politics, and being in the classroom was what really woke me up to what was happening in our country politically. So I've made a huge shift just.
So being in the classroom and waking you up politically, what woke you up? Did you see that this is being used as a kind of indoctrination, more as an education? Is that what changed you politically?
Absolutely. The curriculum is very political. It only represents one side of the political spectrum. And the way that the kids parrot some of this rhetoric is Orwellian. There's no other word for it. Critical thinking is completely absent from the classroom.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things, one of my favorite quotes is that education is not the filling of a bucket, but the lighting of a fire. We don't teach kids what to think. We teach them how to think. But that's not the way that the educational system is doing it, isn't it? That they're taking it as, oh, we're going to fill this bucket and we're going to tell them what to think instead of how to use their ability. It used to be that classical education was giving the people the tools to learn, to, as you pointed out, critical thinking, teaching them to question things, giving them different alternatives to different points of view and have them play these things back and forth. Now there is a party line, and that party line is being dumped into them like liquid into a bucket, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about some specifics about the curriculum and how they are manipulating people in a very indoctrinating way, in your opinion.
Well, it's very interesting. They are grouping students into three different categories. You have your high flyers. Those are your AP and IB students, and I'll talk about IB in a second. Then you have your average students, maybe your low B, high C students, and they are being pushed towards a career pathway. And then you have your low performing students who are being pushed towards computers to essentially earn a false degree through click through programs where they are able to take classes over and over again until they finally pass them, not really retaining any information. For the high flying students, the AP and IB program, IB stands for International Baccalaureate, for people who don't know, and it is extremely liberal. All of these exams are very, very liberal. Some of the topics from this year's IB exam were the gender wage gap, gay marriage, wearing a hijab in school, America being a bad guy. They're very soft on communism. And those are topics that high school students are supposed to be well-versed in at 17.
Wow. Wow. So pretty upfront about a left-wing agenda. Absolutely no question about it. I guess that's one of the reasons why we see kids so much in terms of the snowflake outrage that you see from people and the fact that they don't want to listen to anything. I mean, they're incapable of having an argument with you about what they believe. Instead, anybody that disagrees with them, they're instantly labeled as racist or sexist or homophobe or whatever, you know, xenophobe. They just categorize everybody in those labels, but that's where that begins. You know, I find it interesting when you talk about these three different levels. I mean, it really does sound like Brave New World, where you've got the alphas,
right,
the betas, the epsilons or whatever. It's just that they haven't reached the stage right now where they are actually hatching and manipulating them physically to make them that way. They're just doing it mentally and through the school system.
Yes, absolutely. And there's, you know, also like Brave New World, there's a huge push for these career-driven positions for your average students. As manual labor is the goal, to the point of watering down the curriculum for students who are being pushed towards a welding, agriculture, or plumbing pathway. So now instead of literature, they're teaching writing for business and math for business instead of classic American literature.
Do you have any idea in terms of your school or in terms of school district, what kind of results they're getting? Because I reported last week that the school districts like New York City, Boston, Washington, D.C., where they're spending the most per capita, and in those areas are spending plus or minus, $20,000, plus or minus $1,000 or $2,000 per capita per year on the students, and yet they're getting like 90% illiterate rates, 90% innumeracy rates in those areas. Well, do you have any idea what the collective performance for this district is? I guess it's skewed if they can take this click-through curriculum. If they don't get the answers right, they just keep taking the test over and over and over again until they get, everybody is above average at that point, I guess, right?
Yes, they are able to take the test as many times as they need to until they pass, and failure is no longer...
Failure is not an option.
No, I have high school seniors this year who had two credits to their name, and they were sitting in senior classes. So there is no more failure in schools. I do have some data because all teachers are required to study data. We have about 1,000 students at the school, and 50% require remediation for both reading and math.
Wow. Wow. Now, the kind of the social, as you pointed out, when you came in, you were a cultural liberal, very left-wing, but it kind of gave you an insight as to how you got to that point of view when you looked at it as a teacher and you realized that this thing had probably gone quite a bit further into the propaganda mode than even when you were there as a student, right? Because everything is metamorphosizing very quickly. The rate of change and the rate of change in our institutions is very rapid, just as it is in the change in our technology, right?
Yes, and technology is a huge problem with schools. I think whenever I see a school that has moved to a technology initiative, that's when parents should start running. One of the biggest changes from when I was in school, I'm not I've not been out of the public school system for too long, but they've completely gotten rid of the textbook.
Really?
All information comes to students via the internet. And Google has a contract with almost every education system in the country, to the point where students are only receiving their information via Google Chromebooks.
Wow. Wow. That is very troubling. That is very troubling, especially when everything is electronic. They can instantly change all the information everywhere. This is, as I said before, you know, we have these two systems. Everybody says, are we living kind of under a Brave New World system? Yeah. Yeah, we are. Are we living under Orwell's 1984? Yeah. It kind of depends on where you are. You know, they're going to give you the Brave New World system, and they're going to have a very permissive, open sexuality, gender confusion system, and then separate you into these three different levels. If you fight back against that somehow, then you will get the Orwellian experience. And maybe all the books can just be flushed down the memory hole. We'll be right back.
While the Bilderbergers secretly meet this week to discuss the future of work, McDonald's has announced it has a new way of building burgers without workers. The company announced it would replace cashiers with self-service kiosks in all its American restaurants by 2020. This is seen as a pushback move against the left's demands for $15 an hour minimum wage. CEO Steve Easterbrook said the decision is aimed at modernizing the company and adding more choice and variety to how customers order and receive their food. In reality, McDonald's decision to add kiosk and mobile services to its business model is a reaction to the free market, which has made these tech platforms more convenient for customers and cheaper for companies. Democrats and socialists like Bernie Sanders have tried to sell $15 an hour minimum wage as a solution to low wages. But as InfoWars has reported, forcing companies to hike wages by government decree would only wipe out entry-level jobs, not produce more. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60 plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. And without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship, brainwash young people against InfoWars, psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, he had a teacher in Georgia that we're talking to. As you heard her say, she was a cultural liberal and she became a teacher. And looking at the way the students were being deliberately manipulated, propagandized with an extremely liberal, one-sided curriculum, that turned her around. And so she contacted us and said, I'd like to come on and talk about this. And I think it's very interesting to get a perspective here. You have to understand, just like our technology, as I said, the institutions are changing very rapidly. This is not the school that you went to, no matter how long you've been out, parents. I guarantee you, if you've been out long enough to have kids who are in school, you would not recognize the institution that it is today. And we're not talking just about things like Common Core. Everybody understands these labels, and there's been a lot of pushback against some of these specific programs. But that is a very old title, and they're constantly morphing these programs, constantly renaming them. One of the things that our teacher here said just before we went to break that I think is very significant is the substitution of Google for textbooks. Now, you know, over in the past, we've had a big fight over the influence of what our children are going to be taught, and that usually would take place in the textbook communities, or committees, I should say, in California or in Texas, because they would buy so many textbooks. And so there was always a fight for control. California was going to be liberal, but there was always a big fight in Texas, because if they could get conservative people in the the state textbook committees, then that would have an impact nationwide. Because if they're going to buy it, then they've got a profit. If they don't, then they're not. And so that would be something of a check that we could have on what was taught our children by the textbook committees in Texas, for example. But now those are gone. Now we've got Google. Tell us a little bit about that program again and some of the names maybe that parents could be looking out for, some specific names or just some generalized types of programs that they're coming at that would be a red flag to parents that their school district is going down this road?
Right, absolutely. That's a great question. The Google Education Suite is pretty all-encompassing to the point where there was one day where I attempted to open a different search browser and it blocked my access to a search that was not Google. The students are funneled through Google Chromebooks to use Google Docs. That's how they do the majority of their assignments is via Google. We have an entire education program called Google Classroom where we are able to communicate and post assignments to students and communicate with teachers. As soon as parents start hearing that Striving Readers is the name of the program, that for some reason they associate giving schools hundreds and hundreds of Chromebooks with an improvement in reading because they say that students can access reading materials via these Chromebooks, but of course we know they're accessing YouTube. And as soon as you hear the name Striving Readers and Chromebooks, that's when you know that the school is going textbook free. That's one that really parents need to be on the lookout for.
You know, we've gotten to the point where, and I homeschool my kids, so I'd look at the textbooks that we're going to let them use, obviously. And it's very easy if you've got a book there. As a parent, you can take a look at the table of contents, you can look at the index, you can spot check it throughout the book. It's easy to kind of get an idea of what they're teaching. A lot of parents won't bother to take a look at the textbooks. But if you've got a system where it's a Google Chromebook or a Google Classroom and so forth, you don't really have any way to review this very easily. Even if you've got access at home as a parent to take a look at this, it's still not going to be as easy to go through this thing and get a overview as to where they're going what worldview is being taught to the kids, what subjects are being taught, how are those subjects being taught. It's not going to be very easy for the parent to do that, even if they have access to these, is it?
Right. The teachers are under no obligation to go into detail with parents about what topics they plan on covering for that year. There's a party line of, oh, I'm covering the standards. And within those standards, there's a lot of freedom to talk about whatever they want as long as they are, quote unquote, justifying it with standards. And unless parents are able to see the future, they have no way of what is going to be posted next in Google Classroom. And often teachers will post things with the knowledge that parents are looking on and omit some of the more inflammatory lecture material from Google Classroom.
Now, when you're talking about standards, I mean, that's things like scope and sequence. In other words, what's going to be covered, what sequence is going to be in, and so forth like that. Who's setting that? Is that something that's being set by the district, by the state, by the federal government? Who is setting the standards? Or is it Google?
Not yet, but we have the Georgia standards that we follow that are based on national standards. They are based on Common Core, and they are in alignment. The Georgia standards are extremely vague. Instead of saying 10th graders will read a classical work by Shakespeare, they'll say something like 10th graders will be able to differentiate the personality traits between two characters. And that opens up. I know of teachers who have taught comic books with transgender characters to meet that standard.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. So it is so dumbed down. And this is the thing. When we're talking about this, you know, we're talking about illiteracy rates and so forth, you know, they always want to focus on things. Well, maybe the kids aren't paying attention, so let's give them Ritalin and things like that. But it's really the curriculum. When we see the curriculum that is being dumbed down like this, you know that the dumbing down of our students when 90% of them can't read, even though they're spending over $20,000 per pupil in New York and New York City and in Boston and so forth, you know that that dumbing down is being done deliberately because it's part of the curriculum, as you pointed out. Instead of reading a particular work by Shakespeare, being able to discuss it in depth, they are just saying, well, you got to be able to distinguish between two characters. So that dumbing down is inherent in the curriculum, inherent in the Common Core.
Yes, absolutely. It's extremely intentional. I know of two gentlemen who were set to graduate high school with a regular high school diploma because they'd been able to skate through the program. And 2 weeks before graduation, we discovered that their IQ was about 75, that they would never be able to function independently in society. They weren't driving because they took the bus to school, and they had just been able to kind of fly below the radar. And it wasn't until the last final minute that we'd found out they weren't actually retaining any of this information.
You know, one of the things that really concerns me is I will see commercials on cable television. I will see about how wonderful it is that we've now got computers in all the classroom. That is a sign that we are doing the best we can for our students, and they're the best equipped students anywhere because we've got all these computers. And exactly the opposite is true. When you're talking about the fact that Google will block other browsers for you, I mean, we've had so many reports about how Google rigs searches within their search engine, how different it is from other search engines, and just what surfaced in the last week, the fact that you had Google labeling the entire GOP party in California as Nazi, another candidate in North Carolina they labeled as a bigot and so forth, and then they say, oh, well, that's, you know, that's Wikipedia, that's not us. But we understand what is going on with this, and it's very concerning when you have one giant corporation that is controlling all of our kids' information in a much more rigorous way than it is when we go there as a search engine.
Yeah, absolutely. I really wish that Google and technology were limited in schools. They're really pushing for students to discover their own information instead of for teachers or textbooks to provide that information. I can really see the role of the teacher being minimized in the next 5 years and becoming more of like a computer monitor than really a professional.
Yeah, they don't need you if they can just sit there and run through these tests over and over again until finally they get the right sequence of buttons, whether they understand anything or not, and then they move on to the next level and they wind up graduating not knowing anything at all. As you point out, a couple of individuals who had been able to get through everything, you know, just as the Lake Wobegon curriculum, I guess that's what we could call it. All the kids are above average, and there's absolutely no problems. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the flip side of this, which is also the discipline and school safety issues. She's got some amazing things to tell us about that as well. We'll be right back with our anonymous teacher from Georgia. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking more to our teacher from Georgia. She's joining us anonymously. She was someone, as she pointed out, a strong cultural liberal until she saw how the kids were being manipulated and propagandized in the schools. That flipped her around. She called us and wanted to talk about her experience. When we, in this segment, we're going to talk about school discipline as well as school safety. Everybody's talking about school shootings. We've been talking about how they deliberately dumb the kids down in class. Now we're going to get on to the safety issue. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. We have a last chance summer sale. We have free shipping store-wide, and we have 50% off many of our most popular products. We have Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, all of those, 50% off. We also have just gotten in a new shipment of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That is also 50% off. We have DNA Force Plus, 50% off, big savings on that. All of the Super Blue dental care products, two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, a gargle spray, all of those have nano silver to fight viruses and bacteria. Everything there that I've just mentioned, 50% off plus free shipping, and there are many other products that you'll find discounted 40, 50% off as well as free shipping store wide. So take your last chance here to stock up for the summer. Big discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's talk a little bit about discipline, problem students, as well as problem teachers. Because, you know, we just had a teacher, talked about this last week, a sadistic psychopath who fed a puppy to a snapping turtle in front of the astonished junior high school class. I mean, what do we do when we have a teacher like that? Well, in that extreme case, this teacher is facing charges. But I know that when my wife taught school, there was a lot of abuse of children. Some of it psychological, mental bullying that was being done, very vicious to some of the kids, bullying, making them stand in a trash can and in front of the class and saying, I'm a piece of trash and so forth. Nothing could be done because of tenure rules. Let's start with problem teachers because everybody likes to start with problem students. How is tenure there? Does it protect pretty much anything that anybody does short of feeding a puppy to a turtle?
Well, luckily we haven't had that happen yet. When it comes to protecting teachers, it's extremely political. It really depends on the teacher and their relationship with the administration. If a teacher is well-loved or if they are friends with or quote-unquote in with the school board, then they are pretty much untouchable regardless of tenure. The school board will come to their defense every time. On the flip side, we also have these ridiculous witch hunts where while you can't fire a teacher, it is possible to make their life miserable over fabricated problems. Mm-hmm.
If they don't like you, they'll come after you with the other side of the political system, right?
Exactly, yes. I have seen some teachers behave extremely inappropriately. I watched my school principal at a former school I taught at physically shove a student on camera and then receive an award later that year. It just really depends on who you know. It's very corrupt from the top down. And if it's a teacher that has friends on the inside, then they can expect awards. If they're someone that has rubbed someone the wrong way, then they'll start the proceedings and fabricate evidence and have them out the door in a month or two.
Let's talk about student discipline. Because I went to school so long ago that the way that we would start the school year is the dean of boys would bring us all together and show us his paddle. that long ago was banished. And I don't know, as a parent, certainly I don't want to turn my kids over to strangers, so I wouldn't be comfortable with a stranger physically disciplining my child just because I don't want a stranger talking to them and disciplining their mind and telling them what to think. So that's one of the reasons that we homeschooled. But what is passing for discipline? I mean, when you got a real problem child, as we've seen in many of these school shootings, these were individuals that were singled out by the system. People knew that they were problem students, but nothing was ever done to them. What did you see there in Georgia?
Well, we participate in a program that is nationwide called PBIS, which is Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports. I've already researched, and Stoneman Douglas is a PBIS school. This is in a lot of schools in the nation, and it should be the scariest thing a parent hears when they're researching their child's school. PBIS is a rewards-based system, and it individualizes consequences based on culture, race, and background. for example, if I were to come from a family that has a lot of personal issues inside the family, but I punch another student in the face, they could take into account my race, my family history, and apply consequences based on where I come from.
So you get a free pass, in other words, right?
Yes. I've actually sat in meetings where they described poverty as a trauma and explained that these children are not able to control themselves because while they were in utero, their amygdala was too stressed and now they have damage and we can't apply consequences to them because essentially they're brain damaged.
Wow. Wow. So it doesn't matter that, and that's how we get so many of these students who get violent or shoot up the school, because we give them a free pass because, hey, they're coming from a poor background or disadvantaged background, so we're not going to discipline them when they get psychopathic on people.
Exactly. And not only that, but they will round out the numbers. So what they're trying to do is manipulate the numbers to make it seem like fewer write-ups happen. So they will not write up minority students intentionally. And these kids know this. They're not dumb. They know that they can get away with anything. And then the power structure changes in the classroom when they know that they can get away with pretty much anything. On the other hand, I have a lot of white students who are written up at the drop of a hat because they want to make those numbers more balanced.
Maybe that's where we see the write-ups or the arrest of somebody because they took a bite out of their sandwich and made it look like a gun and went pow, pow, pow. Well, it's like, hey, you're a white kid, so you're out of here, you know, in no time at all. Whereas we see this kid at the Stoneman Douglas school, written up many times. Everybody thought he was going to do something big, and he's even bragging about it, but they keep giving him a pass because they have this don't go this pipeline to prison program. And, of course, that was coming out of Washington. That was these things are adopted at the state level or at the local level, but these agendas are flowing out of the federal government, just like we see Common Core starting there and then being adopted in the various places, right?
Yes, absolutely. I was assaulted by a student this year who was written up no fewer than 12 times and kept returning to class, and then got into a physical altercation over a cell phone.
So if they're targeted as coming from a disadvantaged group, whether that is economically or racially or whatever, they continue to give them a free pass. They don't take them out of the system. They don't put them even in a reform school if they get extremely violent with somebody. They just keep, offering them that do-over again, right?
Yes. That student will be returning to regular school in December. They are currently placed in an alternative school, which releases every day at noon. So not much of a punishment there. It's more like a half day.
All right, so they enable this, and then when this person becomes a certified monster, what happens with school safety? Do you have armed teachers there? What is the approach? Do they have any armed security guards there?
We have one armed school resource officer for 1,000 students. it's very inconsistent. When I was assaulted by this student, I immediately said, I want to press charges. In no uncertain terms, and the school resource officer responded, I don't do that. I don't do that.
Really?
I called the local sheriff, and then suddenly the story changed, and he said he didn't hear me say that.
Do these guys report to the sheriff? Are they in the chain of command where you called the sheriff, or does the school resource officer report to him?
He does. He is supposed to handle things in-house first. The sheriff was actually surprised and a bit perturbed that I was calling him because he said, this is not my problem. You need to talk to the school resource officer. That's who you talk to first. So it had to go through him.
What was the sense of people as you hear this enter the public debate as to whether or not there should be armed teachers or armed administrators? So you have more than one person per 1,000 students. And you have people that are not marked out with a uniform, so they could even be easily, that one person could be taken out. What is the general sense of the teachers there? Are they against that because they are politically liberal?
It's about 50-50. I would say about half the teachers there would like to be armed, while the other half are very liberal. They told us in an official meeting to go ahead and invest in a bucket of golf balls to throw at any intruders.
That's amazing. Well, yeah, we heard that, you know, a bucket of rocks, one principal said. So yours said a bucket of golf balls. I guess maybe the golf balls aren't as dangerous, or maybe you could use them for other things after school. I don't know. That's the. It would almost be funny if it wasn't so bad. Thank you so much for calling us. This is a lot of food for thought for parents. You heard some names there of things. The Google program, the PBIS. Be aware of that.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, my husband's following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Supermail Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.